Welcome to A Reason to Talk with Chris Reason. On today's episode, I'm talking about four serial killers this time. Patrick Andrews, Richard Angelo, William Dale Archer, and Amy Archer Gilligan. Before we get into today's episode, let's hear from our sponsor, Reaper Apparel. Now, if you guys are interested in awesome tank tops, beanies, flannels, and more, check out ReaperApparelCO.com. That's ReaperApparelCO.com and use promo code CRN10 to get 10% off your order today. Help support the channel, help support the podcast, and all the other stuff. I have bought their mystery box of tank tops, and they're freaking phenomenal material and great, great stuff. Let's get into it. This is A Reason to Talk with Chris Reason. I don't have a lot of information on some of these serial killers, but here we go with it. Patrick Franklin Andrews, born somewhere in 1980, is an American criminal and serial killer who murdered three people between 1997 and 2007. October 7th, 2007, Andrews, while serving a life sentence for two homicides that occurred in 1997 and 2000, killed fellow inmate Jesse Harris at USP Hazleton in Hazleton, West Virginia. With the help of an inmate, Kevin Bellinger, 28-year-old, Harris was stabbed 20 times at 6:30 p.m. with a shank by Andrews after being ambushed by the duo while returning to their cells. According to the statements in the court, Andrews, Bellinger, and Harris had known each other while living in Washington, D.C. prior to their imprisonment. Andrews and Bellinger were indicted on October 2nd, 2012, facing charges of second-degree murder and murder by a federal prisoner, serving a life sentence. On October 8th, 2014, Bellinger was sentenced to the life imprisonment. On April 13th, 2015, Andrews pleaded guilty and was sentenced again to life imprisonment. That was quick. Andrews is currently incarcerated at USP Florence High in Fremont County, Colorado. That's all the information I had on that one. Richard Angelo, born August 29th, 1962, is an American serial killer who operated within Long Island and West Islip, I believe that's how I pronounce that, New York. In 1989, he was convicted of murdering several of his patients and sentenced to 50 years to life in prison. Angelo was born in 1962 to parents who were both working in education. His mother was an economics teacher, and his father was a high school guidance counselor for the Lyndhurst School District on Long Island. He graduated from St. John the Baptist Dyckhausen High School in 1980 and then entered a two-year nursing program at Farmingdale State College, where he was a well-regarded honor student. Angelo first came to the attention of the public in October 1987 when he was suspected of poisoning a patient at the Good Samaritan Medical Center. He was accused of injecting Girolamo Kuchik with, there's a lot of fucking shit, panconium, a muscle relaxant, via his IV. The patient felt unwell after the injection and later paged a nurse to help him. Angelo was arrested for assault on a 73-year-old patient because he was the only person to match the description given to the police. Following his arrest, Angelo confessed to having poisoned other patients with panconium and succinylcholine chloride. I butchered the hell out of both of those, both of which are paralytic agents used in anesthesia. As a result, as many as 30 recently deceased patients were exhumed and examined for traces of these powerful paralyzing agents. In all, Angelo was suspected of poisoning at least 35 people at the hospital while working there for 7 months. Though the medical examiner was unable to conclusively attribute the death to the injections, he claimed that his motive was to portray himself as a hero. After poisoning his victims, he would wait until they went into cardiac arrest and then come by and save them in front of his colleagues. He was held in Suffolk County Jail for more than a year. Awaiting trial, he declined to pay his $50,000 bail, fearing his safety given the high-profile nature of the case. Also, the fact that your bail was only $50,000 was fucking stupid. Anyways, a total of 32 bodies were exhumed in order to collect tissue samples. The precincts of Pavilion was detected in the or sorry the presence of Pavilion was detected in the following seven victims. John Stanley Fisher, 75, of Amityville, died on September 8th, 1987. Milton Pulteney, 75, of Lyndhurst, died on September 16th, 1987. Joseph Francis O'Neill, 79, of West Islip, died on September 21st, 1987. Frederick LaGoy, 65, of Babylon, died on October 9th, 1987. Joan Hayes, 53, died on October 5th, 1987. Guillermo Kucic, the what I couldn't pronounce, fucking pronounce before, 73, from Yugoslavia and visiting Dix Hills, was injected with a non-fatal dose of Povilion on October 11th, 1987. Anthony Green, 57, of North Babylon, died on October 16th, 1987. During the 8-week trial, 32 witnesses testified, and more than 100 exhibits were entered into evidence. On December 14th, 1989, Angela was found guilty of 2 counts of second-degree murder. Pulteney, Green, 1 count of the second-degree manslaughter. Fisher, 1 count of criminally negligent homicide. LaGoy, 2 counts of first-degree assault. Kucic, 3 counts of second-degree assault. Fisher, Green, Jesus, Pulteney. Not guilty verdicts were returned for O'Neill and Hayes, despite having Pavilion in their systems. On January 24, 1990, a Suffolk County judge sentenced him to 61 and third years to life. However, the maximum possible term per state law was 50 years to life. He is serving a life sentence in the Great Meadow Correctional Facility and will become eligible for parole in 2049 when he is 87. The fact you can become eligible to parole at all is fucking laughable. William Dale Archert, born May 5th, 1912, was an American serial killer who killed at least 3 people with insulin injections between 1956 and 1966 in Northern California. He was the first to be convicted of using insulin as a murder weapon in the U.S., and he is suspected in 3 more cases. Archard was always interested in medicine, but had neither the discipline nor the money to pursue his interest. In 1940 and 1941, he worked as an assistant at the Camarillo State Mental Hospital in wards where patients were treated with insulin shock therapies. In 1950, he was sentenced to 5 years of probation for possession of morphine in San Francisco. After another conviction, his parole was revoked. After escaping from a minimum security prison in Chino, he was arrested, re-rearrested, sorry, put in San Quentin prison, and released again in 1953 on probation. Why the fuck are you releasing him? Anywho, his home was in the, I'm going to butcher this, Alhambra region of the San Gabriel Valley in Los Angeles County, California. Archer was arrested in July 27, 1967, in Los Angeles for a threefold murder. He was convicted of killing the following: Zella Archer, his fourth wife, July 25, 1956, 2 months after their wedding; Bernie Archard, his nephew, September 2nd, 1961, in Long Beach; and Mary Brinker Arden, his seventh wife, Jesus Christ, who keeps marrying this fucker, November 3rd, 1966. Other suspects to be victims of Archard are William Jones Jr. in October 12, 1947, in Fontana; Juanita Plum Archard, his fifth wife, March 13, 1958, in Las Vegas; and Frank Stewart, March 17, 1960. All exhibited symptoms of hypoglycemia. Archard was sentenced to death on March 6, 1968 for 3 of the murder cases. The medical personnel, law enforcement, and prosecution team were unaware of the availability of an accurate and sensitive assay for blood insulin levels developed years earlier in Rosalind Yallo in collaboration with Solium Burson, working at the Bronx Veterans Administration Hospital. Instead, they presented some unproven laboratory evidence that in retrospect should not have been accepted in court. December 1970, the death sentence was upheld by the California Supreme Court. In 1972, the sentence was instead changed to life imprisonment. After ruling by the United States Supreme Court, Archer died of pneumonia in 1977 at the age of 65. Amy Duggan, sister Archer Gilligan, born October 31st, 1873. Ooh, Halloween. Ooh, was a nursing home proprietor and serial killer from Windsor, Connecticut. She murdered at least 5 people by poisoning them. One of her victims was her second husband, Michael Gilligan. The others were residents of her nursing home. Jesus. It is possible that Archer Gilligan was involved in more deaths. The authorities counted 48 deaths in her nursing home, the Archer home of the elderly and infirm. The case attracted wide publicity at the time and has been cited as an inspiration for the play Arsenic and Old Lace. Amy E. Duggan was born October 31st, 1873, to James Duggan, Mary Kennedy Milton, Connecticut, the eighth of 10 children. She attended the Milton School and the New Burton A New Britain Normal School in 1890. Amy Duggan married James Archer in 1897. A daughter, Mary J. Archer, was born in December 1897. The Archers first became caretakers in 1901, hired to care for John Seymour, an elderly widower. They moved into his home in Newington, Connecticut. Seymour died in 1904. His heirs converted their residence into a boarding house for the elderly, and the Archers remained to provide care for the elderly for a fee. They paid rent to Seymour's family. They ran the boarding house as Sisters Amy's nursing home for the elderly. 1907, Seymour's heirs decided to sell the house. The Archers moved to Windsor, Connecticut, and used their savings to purchase their own residence on Prospect Street in Windsor Center. They soon converted it into a business, Archer Home for the Elderly and Infirm. James Archer died in 1910, apparently of natural causes. The official cause of his death was Bright's disease, a generic term for kidney disease. Amy Archer had taken out an insurance policy on him a few weeks before his death. The policy benefit enabled her to continue operating Archer Home. 1913, Amy married Michael W. Gilligan, a widower with four adult sons. He was reportedly wealthy and interested in both Amy and in investing in the Archer home. However, on February 20, 1914, after only 3 months married to Amy, Michael died. The official cause of death was acute bilious attack, in other words, severe indigestion. Amy was once again financially secure because during their short marriage, her new husband had drawn up a will which left his entire estate to her. The will would later be determined a forgery, as it was apparently written in handwriting matching Amy Archer Gilligan's own. Between 1907 and 19—that's actually suspectful. Or, suspicious, but right there, kind of, like, figured that with such a short span. Also, I'm surprised it was only 3 months that you could actually do that legally. I mean, back then, nobody fucking cared. Nowadays, you can't. Between 1907 and 1917, there were 60 deaths in the Archer home relatives— In the Archer home, sorry. Relatives of her clients grew suspicious as they tallied the large number of deaths. I can't read my own shit. Only 12 residents died between 1907 and 1910, but 48 residents died between 1911 and 1916. Among them was Franklin R. Andrews, and an apparently healthy man. On the morning of May 29, 1914, Andrews was doing some gardening by the Archer house. His robust physical condition deteriorated in a single day, and he was dead by evening. The official cause of death was gastric ulcer. After Andrew's siblings, including Neely Pierce, came into possession of some of his letters, they noted occasions where Amy Archer Gilligan was pressing their brother for money. Amy's client showed a pattern of dying not long after giving her a large sum of money. As the deaths continued, Neely Pierce reported her suspicions to the local district attorney, but he mostly ignored her, so she took her story to the Hartford Courant. On May 9, 1916, the first of several articles on the murder factory was published. A few months later, the police started to seriously investigate the case. The investigation took almost a year to complete. If people are ignoring you, son of a bitch, you probably would have fucking gotten this sooner. The bodies of Gilligan, Andrews, and three other boarders were exhumed. All five had died of poisoning, either arsenic or strychnine. I butchered that shit. Local merchants were able to testify that Amy had been purchasing large quantities of arsenic, supposedly to kill rats. A look into Gilligan's will established that it was actually a forgery written by Amy. According to M. William Phelps, author of The Devil's Rooming House, investigation appeared to show that Amy was buying the arsenic to kill large numbers of rats. However, it appears that she did not buy all the arsenic which killed her patients. The doctor and some of the patients had signed off to purchase it. The investigation pursued Dr. King because more evidence was piling up against him, but suspicions were focused back on Amy when someone suggested to clearly check all records of arsenic purchases. When evidence was found of Amy sending her patients to the drugstore to buy quantities of arsenic, the police were able to arrest and convict her. Archer Gilligan was arrested and tried for murder, originally on five counts. Ultimately, her lawyer managed to have the charges reduced to a single count, the murder of Franklin R. Andrews. On June 18, 1917, a jury found her guilty and she was sentenced to death. Archer Gilligan appealed and was granted a new trial in 1919. At this trial, she pleaded insanity. Mary Archer testified that her mother was addicted to morphine. Archer Gilligan was again found guilty of murder, but this time she was sentenced only to life imprisonment. In 1924, Archer Gilligan was declared to be temporarily insane and was transferred to the Connecticut Hospital for the Insane in Milton, where she remained until her death on April 23, 1962. That was a lot to take in, for the four that I did all at once, just because there's a lot of not much information in all four that I could have got. But thank you for joining me on today's episode of Reason to Talk with Chris Reason. Make sure you hit that follow button on all major podcast platforms. Make sure you use the promo code CRN10 at repairapparelco.com to get 10% off your order today. Peace. Bacon grease, guys.